Day 27. Having sung this gathe, gladly seen by all beings, Bodhisattva said to the Buddha, "World-honored one, you do not change, do you?" Sun, moon, pure, bright virtue, Buddha said to gladly seen by all beings, Bodhisattva, "Good man, the time of my nirvana is near at hand. The time of my extinction is coming. Prepare me a comfortable couch. I shall enter into parinirvana tonight." Then he instructed gladly seen by all beings, Bodhisattva, saying, "Good man, I will transmit all my teachings to you. I will also transmit to you the bodhisattvas and all of my great disciples. I also will transmit to you my teachings for Anuttara Sambhak Sambodhi. I also will transmit to you the 1,000 Sumeru worlds made of the seven treasures, the jeweled trees, the jeweled platforms, and the gods attending on me. I also will transmit to you the Sharias to be left after my extinction, distribute my Sharias far and wide, and make offerings to them, erect thousands of stupas to enshrine them." Having given these instructions to gladly seen by all beings, Bodhisattva, Sun, Moon, Pure, Bright, Virtue, Buddha, entered into nirvana in the last watch of the night. Having seen the extinction of the Buddha, gladly seen by all beings, Bodhisattva was overcome with sorrow. He adored the Buddha all the more. He made a pyre of kandana grown by the shore of the sea, offered it to the body of the Buddha, and burned it. After it burned up, he collected the Sharias. He made 84,000 urns of treasures and put the Sharias therein. He erected 84,000 stupas and enshrined the urns therein. The stupas were higher than the third dhyana heaven. They were adorned with yastis. Many streamers and canopies were hanging down from the stupas. Many jeweled bells were fixed on the stupas. Thereupon, gladly seen by all beings, Bodhisattva thought again, "I've now made these offerings, yet I do not think that they are enough. I will make another offering to the Sharias." He said to the Bodhisattvas, to the great disciples, and also to all the other living beings of the great multitude, including gods, dragons, yaskas, "Look with one mind now, I will make another offering to the Sharias of the Sun, Moon, Pure, Bright Virtue Buddha." Having said this, he burned his arms, adorned with the marks of 100 merits, and offered the light of the flame to the 84,000 stupas for 72,000 years. By doing so, he caused innumerable seekers of Sravakahood and many other asakas of people to aspire for Anuttara Sambhak Sambodhi and to obtain the Sambodhi by which they could transform themselves into other living beings. Having seen him deprived of his arms, the Bodhisattvas, gods, men, Asuras, and others were overcome with sorrow. They said, "This gladly seen by all beings, Bodhisattva, is our teacher. He is leading us. Now he has burned off his arms. He's deformed." Thereupon, gladly seen by all beings, Bodhisattva vowed to the great multitude, saying, "I shall be able to obtain the golden body of the Buddha because I gave up my arms. If my words are true and not false, I shall be able to have my arms restored." When he had made this vow, his arms were restored because his merits, virtues, and wisdom were abundant. Thereupon, the 1,000,000,000 Sumeru worlds quaked in the six ways, and the gods rained down jeweled flowers. All the gods and men had the greatest joy they'd ever had. The Buddha said to Star King Flower Bodhisattva, "What do you think of this?" Gladly seen by all beings, Bodhisattva was no one but Medicine King Bodhisattva of today. He gave up his body in this way, offered it to the Buddha, and repeated this offering many hundreds of thousands of billions of na'utas of times in his previous existence. He knows that he can practice any austerity in this Saha world. Therefore, he does not mind walking about this world. Star King Flower, anyone who aspires for and wishes to attain Anuttara Sambhak Sambodhi should offer a light to the stupa of the Buddha by burning a finger or a toe. Then he will be given more merits than the person who offers not only countries, cities, wives, and children, but also the mountains, forests, rivers, and ponds of the 1,000,000,000 Sumeru worlds and various kinds of treasures. But the merits to be given to the person who fills 1,000,000,000 Sumeru worlds with seven treasures and offers that amount of the seven treasures to the Buddhas, to the great Bodhisattvas, to the practice of Buddhas, and to the Arhats are less than the merits to be given to the person who keeps even a single gathi of four lines of this sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma. Starking flower, just as the sea is larger than the rivers, this sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma is more profound than any of the other sutras expounded by the Tathagatas. Just as Mount Sumeru is the largest of all the mountains, including earth mountains, black mountains, the small surrounding iron mountains, the great surrounding iron mountains, and the 10 treasure mountains, this sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma is above all the other sutras. Just as the moon god is brighter than the stars, this sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma gives off more light than any of the other sutras, numbering thousands of billions. Just as the sun god dispels all darkness, this sutra drives away all the darkness of evils. Just as the wheel-turning holy king is superior to the kings of small countries, this sutra is more honorable than all the other sutras. Just as King Chakra is the king of the 33 gods, this sutra is the king of all the sutras. Just as the great Brahman heavenly king is the father of all living beings, this sutra is the father of all sages and saints, of all the Sravakas who have something more to learn, and the Sravakas who have nothing more to learn, and of those who aspire to bodhisattvahood. Just as Srota Apanas, Shakagamas, Anagamas, Arhats, and Practika Buddhas are superior to ordinary men, this sutra is superior to any of the other sutras expounded by either the Tathagatas or the Bodhisattvas. The person who keeps this sutra is superior to any other living being. Just as bodhisattvas are superior to Shravakas or to the Practika Buddhas, this sutra is superior to any other sutra. Just as the Buddha is the king of the Dharma, this sutra is the king of all the sutras. Star King Flower, this sutra saves all living beings. This sutra saves them from all sufferings and gives them great benefits. All living beings will be able to fulfill their wishes by this sutra, just as a man who reaches a pond of fresh water when he is thirsty, just as a man who gets fire when he suffers from cold, just as a man who is given garment when he is naked, just as a party of merchants who find a leader, just as a child who meets its mother, just as a man who gets a ship when he wants to cross a river, just as a patient who finds a physician, just as a man who is given a light in the darkness, just as a poor man who gets a treasure, just as the people of a nation who see a new king enthroned, just as a trader who reaches the seacoast, just as a torch dispels darkness, this sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma saves all living beings from all sufferings, from all diseases, and from the bonds of birth and death. The merits to be given to the person who, after hearing this sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma, copies it or causes others to copy it, cannot be measured even by the wisdom of the Buddha. Neither can the merits to be given to the person who copies this sutra and offers flowers, incense, necklaces, incense to burn, powdered incense applicable to the skin, streamers, canopies, garments, and various kinds of lamps, such as lamps of butter oil lamps, lamps of perfumed oil, lamps of kampaka oil, lamps of samanas oil, lamps of patala oil, lamps of varsika oil, and lamps of navamalika oil, to a copy of this sutra. Star King Flower, anyone who hears especially this chapter of the previous life of Medicine King Bodhisattva also will be able to attain innumerable merits. The woman who hears and keeps this sutra of a previous life of Medicine King Bodhisattva will not be a woman in her next life. The woman who hears this sutra and acts according to its teaching in this latter 500 years after my extinction will be able to be reborn after her life in this world as a man sitting on a jeweled seat of the lotus flower blooming in the world of happiness where Amida Buddha lives surrounded by great bodhisattvas. He, no more she, will not be troubled by greed, anger, ignorance, arrogance, jealousy, or any other impurity. He will be able to obtain the supernatural powers of a bodhisattva and the truth of birthlessness. When he obtains this truth, his eyes will be purified. With his purified eyes, he will be able to see 7,200,000,000,000 Nauta Buddhas or Tathagatas. That is, as many Buddhas as there are sands in the river Ganges. At that time, those Buddhas will praise him, saying simultaneously from afar, "Excellent, excellent, good man, you kept, read, and recited this sutra, thought it over, and obtained innumerable merits and virtues, which cannot be burned by fire or washed away by water. Your merits cannot be described even by the combined efforts of 1,000 Buddhas. Now you have defeated the army of Mara, beaten the forces of birth and death, and annihilated all your enemies. Good man, hundreds of thousands of Buddhas are now protecting you by their supernatural powers. None of the gods or men of the world surpasses you. None but the Tathagatas, none of the Shravakas or Practica Buddhas or Bodhisattvas surpasses you in wisdom and dhyana concentration. Star King Flower, he is a Bodhisattva. This Bodhisattva will obtain these merits and the power of wisdom. Anyone who rejoices at hearing this chapter of the previous life of Medicine King Bodhisattva and praises this chapter, saying, "Excellent," will be able to admit the fragrance of the blue lotus flower from his mouth and the fragrance of the kandana of Mount Oxhead from his pores and obtain these merits in his present life. Therefore, Star King Flower, I will transmit this chapter of the previous life of Medicine King Bodhisattva to you. Propagate this chapter throughout the Jumbavipa in the latter 500 years after my extinction, lest it should be lost, and lest Mara, the evil one, the followers of Mara, gods, dragons, yaskas, and kumbandas, should take advantage of the weak points of the people of the Jumbavipa. Star King Flower, protect this sutra by your supernatural powers. Why is that? It is because this sutra is the good medicine of the diseases of the people of the Jumbavipa. The patient who hears this sutra will be cured of his disease at once. He will not grow old or die. Star King Flower strew blue lotus flowers in a bowl full of powdered incense to a person who keeps this sutra. When you see him, after strewing these things to him, you should think, before long he will collect grass for his seat, sit at the place of enlightenment, and defeat the army of Mara. He will blow the conch shell horn of the Dharma, beat the drum of the great Dharma, and save all living beings from the ocean of old age, disease, and death. In this way, those who seek the enlightenment of the Buddha should respect the keeper of this sutra wherever they see him. When the Buddha expounded this chapter of the previous life of Medicine King Bodhisattva, 84,000 Bodhisattvas obtained the dharanis by which they could understand the words of all living beings. Many treasures Tathagata in the stupa of treasures praise Star King Flower Bodhisattva, saying, "Excellent, excellent, Star King Flower, you obtained inconceivable merits. You asked this question of Shakyamuni Buddha and benefited innumerable living beings." Here ends day 27.